Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 26, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
UGI system upgrades scheduled to begin next week in Bethlehem. UGI Utilities is scheduled to begin system upgrades in Bethlehem on July 1st, as part of their commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Some homes and businesses along the project route may have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. Streets affected include East North Street between Pine Street and Center Street, and Center Street between East North Street and East Raspberry Street. Construction hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, with restricted parking. There will be interruptions to natural gas service, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. The underground work is expected to be completed by the end of July, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at wwg.com. Splash Beverage Group enters into agreement to acquire exclusive rights to world-class water source in Costa Rica's famed Blue Zone. Splash Beverage Group, Inc. has entered into an agreement to acquire exclusive water rights to a pristine natural spring source in Costa Rica's Blue Zone. This $20 million acquisition will give Splash full ownership of the source of Blue, a premium water brand. Independent testing shows that the alkaline spring water surpasses global purity and mineral standards. The seller will transfer the assets, or $20 million, in preferred stock to Splash. The completion is expected by August 10th, with a deadline of December 31st, 2025. This strategic move aligns with clean hydration trends and offers a new revenue stream for Splash. The company plans to expand its brand platform with new offerings and sustainable practices, reinforcing its commitment to high-margin beverage brands. Eoticom sponsors Healthy Green Schools and Colleges program to advance healthier, smarter school environments nationwide. Eoticom, Inc., a wireless communications and IoT solution provider, is sponsoring the Healthy Green Schools and Colleges program to create healthier school environments nationwide. The program, led by the Healthy Schools Campaign, helps schools improve indoor air quality, sustainability, and operational efficiency. Eoticom's Delphi 360 platform collects IAQ data every 30 minutes to provide actionable insights for district leaders. This data-driven approach supports schools in meeting certification requirements and making smarter decisions. The partnership aims to address environmental health disparities and create equitable learning environments for all students. To learn more about Eoticom's sponsorship and the program, visit healthygreenschools.org/sponsors.
GM's electric vehicle sales could surpass Tesla's in the U.S. General Motors could soon achieve a feat that has eluded American automakers for well over a decade, surpassing Tesla's electric vehicle sales. Tesla pioneered mass battery electric vehicle production and has remained the top BEV producer globally for over a decade, beating established automakers that had been around for decades. However, a confluence of factors that have significantly damaged Tesla's branding and impacted its sales may allow carmakers like Ford to catch up to and even surpass the Texas-based electric vehicle firm. The inroads that GM is making in winning more buyers within the U.S. shows that even other electric vehicle makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. have an opportunity to.
Investor News breaks Energy Fuels Inc., NOUUUU, EFR, gains final regulatory approval for Donald Rare Earth Project in Australia. Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU, has received final regulatory approval for the Donald Rare Earth and Mineral Sand Project in Australia. The Government of Victoria approved the work plan, allowing Energy Fuels to move forward with construction and operation. The joint venture with Astron Corporation involves a combined $136.5 million investment, with Energy Fuels potentially earning up to a 49% stake. The project will supply rare earth mineral concentrates for processing at the company's White Mesa Mill in Utah, supporting U.S. production of key elements like neodymium, praseodymium, terbium, and dysprosium. For more information, visit Energy Fuels' website at www.energyfuels.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.